This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. The Roster Report Podcast is presented by Sullivan Tire and Bridgestone Tires. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Sullivan Tire Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, June 7th here at Gillette Stadium for another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast presented by Sullivan Tire. I'm Andy Hart. The guy across from me is Andy Hart. The guy next to me is Andy Hart. Flying solo today. What once was known as the summer of Andy has turned into the summer of Paul and Eric as they are taking a little time off here as we head towards veteran minicamp next week. And then the little bit of break we'll have before the start of training camp in late July. But we have some news, notes, and anecdotes to talk about this week, so we'll get right into it. First, cleaning up a little bit of business from late last week. Patriots released veteran offensive lineman Tyrone Green and rookie free agent wide receiver TJ Moe. But don't worry, Moe cleared waivers. He was released because he tore his Achilles. Therefore, no one else wanted him or claimed him, so he reverted to injured reserve in New England. I know he was a popular undrafted rookie with fans, and he could still have a future with the Patriots as he'll spend this year on IR. And who knows what happens once he gets healthy and begins to get ready to come back and compete for a job here in New England next year. On June the 3rd, the Patriots re-signed rookie free agent offensive lineman R.J. Mattis, I believe is how you say it, a 23-year-old, originally signed with the Patriots in May out of North Carolina State, was released and is now back. 6'6", 313-pounder, four-year starter, played both guard and tackle, and was second-team All-ACC as a senior in 2012. And then on June the 5th, just a couple days ago, the Patriots released rookie running back Akeem Shavers. So they are beginning to shave down the roster, so to speak, of guys that are maybe not quite cut out, see what I did there, for a competition in training camp. So those are the moves. TJ Moe is on IR, Tyrone Green gone, Akeem Shavers gone, and R.J. Mattis is back on the roster. The bigger news of the week, I think, in terms of potential roster ramifications are injuries. We had, once again, OTA access for the media, the final week of passing camps, or OTAs, as I said, leading into next week's June 11th through the 13th veteran minicamp. This week, the two stories that we talked about on Patriots.com and PFW in progress were incompletions for the offense. The unit seemed to struggle a little bit as they undergo a redo at wide receiver, and Tom Brady begins to work and build rapport with his new targets that are healthy and out there, at least. Some guys not out there. And guys who were out there, Jake Ballard seemed to injure his left ankle, came up lame after a jumping catch attempt in the end zone, did walk it off and limp off under his own power, so it didn't look too serious. Steven Ridley appeared to tighten up a hamstring or a leg muscle, was getting stretched after a play, and didn't finish the practice, but he deemed himself fine at a charity event later in the week. And the most serious seeming injury of the trifecta of veterans who were injured, Alfonso Dennard, the second-year cornerback, went down pretty hard in a non-contact environment and came up apparently with a left shoulder type injury, was very ginger with it, and then actually rode in a golf cart off the practice field back into Gillette Stadium after he'd been looked at by Jim Whalen, and actually Bill Belichick came over to check on his status. So of the three injuries from OTAs this week, it looked very, very minor for Ballard and Steven Ridley, maybe not quite so minor for Alfonso Dennard. He will be something to watch this week as we head out there. 3 days of media access here at Gillette Stadium to veteran minicamp. Those injured guys will be a story. Maybe the biggest story of the week will be Brandon Spikes and his participation in the now mandatory workouts. He has skipped the voluntary OTA sessions this spring, reportedly to work out by himself with some trainers in Florida to prepare for what is a contract year for the former second-round pick. He's looking to apparently hit a big payday next spring and believes being away from his team as the only sort of unaccounted-for member of the Patriots not at OTAs. He believes that is the best way to get ready. We will see. And reports have indicated he is planning on being in Foxborough for the 3 days of practices that we'll see next week. We will have that information for you not only on next week's Roster Report podcast, but throughout the week on PFW in Progress, Patriots.com. We will have your blog updates from practice, quotes. We expect to hear from Bill Belichick, who we have not heard from for the most part in quite some time since the draft. Although along those lines, one final update, and I know he's not on any roster right now, so I don't know how he makes his way into a Roster Report podcast, but Tim Tebow, the lightning rod of controversy himself. Bill Belichick came out yesterday with ESPNBoston.com and refuted a report from about a month ago on Yahoo Sports that cited a source as saying Bill Belichick, quote, hates Tim Tebow as a player. Bill Belichick shredded that report yesterday in some comments to ESPNBoston.com. It was the only topic he addressed in that story, and he said it was inaccurate and basically irresponsible reporting for someone to characterize it as such. So who knows? Maybe there's a chance Tim Tebow could be in New England at some point because Belichick doesn't apparently hate him as a player. Until then, until we have Tebow come to town or Tebow finds a new job elsewhere, until OTA practice next week, tune into PFW in Progress for all your updates. Hit the blog for all your updates. We will be back next Friday for another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast presented by Sullivan Tire. Until then, peace out and watch out for the tropical storm.
This has been the Sullivan Tire Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Bridgestone Tires, available at over 60 Sullivan Tire locations across New England. Visit SullivanTire.com/Bridgestone today.